Lord a hand clap of praise as we open up our service. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you. And now I'm just going to ask, it's good to see y'all tonight. Hope everyone's doing well. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Every day is great. God is great. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. I'm going to do something a little different right here as we start off. Does anybody on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Sister Brenda? Yes, ma'am.
And I do believe the Lord is totally healing. He can move his feet, his arms a little bit, and his head. He cannot move his legs, but he does have feelings in his legs, and he can't sit up. And I found out this afternoon he is going to end up having to have surgery. I can't explain it all. God knows it all.
Yes, he does. We'll keep him definitely in our prayers and for his soul too. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Okay. Anyone on my left side with a spoken? Brother Keith? I'm sorry. Yes.
They didn't know he was not doing very well at all. He was that terrible. And but he came through. He's doing a lot better. And they don't even know if his wife is hurt.
Oh, that's great. Absolutely. And that's the God we know. Amen. 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 Anyone else in the congregation? I don't want to miss anyone with a spoken prayer request tonight. All righty. Anyone up on the rostrum?
Please remember Keith. He's not well. He's at work, but I think he has a sinus infection. Use your prayers. And also the family of Precy Sullivan. Anybody that lives in Billerica knows her. She died in a car crash this week, and we'd just like to keep her family in prayer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else?
Brother Calvin Butler called in a question of prayer. He's in rehab. His specific prayer request was he'll be able to walk, even if it's on a walker, so he can get back home.
Yes, absolutely. Anyone else on the roster? Yes, Miss Laurie, I'm sorry. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All righty. Well, if anybody has any unspoken prayer requests too, just show by the raising of your hand. And as we go to prayer tonight, we know a mighty God. And he is able to do all things. And with our faith as we pray, and if y'all pray with me for all these spoken and unspoken prayer requests, all the flash prayer that we get, whether it be in text or by email or those watching online that have a prayer request, it's all right sitting in your living room or wherever you are. If you have a prayer request, just raise that hand and show by faith that God is touching, and we know he is. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you this evening. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings. Still, Lord, for your love. Lord, for your mercy and grace. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house. Lord, it is a privilege that we have to come to you in prayer, to come to you with not only our needs and our desires, but to come to you as our Father, dear Lord, and just let us talk to you and feel the comfort that you give us. Lord, we pray for those that are lost. Dear Lord, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Lord, we ask you to guide us in the direction in this world today that you would have us to go. Dear Lord, that we will travel in your light, and dear Lord, and not in this worldly darkness. Lord, we just praise you this evening. We thank you. We love you. We need you, dear Lord, in all things that we do. Dear Lord, now for these spoken prayer requests, those that have lost loved ones this week, those that are in hospitals, dear Lord, that and for their families and those prayer warriors that are going forth, dear Lord, strengthen us as we go to lift up others. And dear Lord, if we need healing, if we need touch, dear Lord, we're giving it to you, dear Lord. We're opening our hands and we're releasing it to you. Dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord at this time and all the time. Dear Lord, may we seek you first and your kingdom, dear Lord. And we just give you all the honor and all the glory. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor and his family, all the ministries that's going forth, all the everything that comes out of this church, our group. dear Lord, that it would be to edify you and to lift you up and give you honor. And dear Lord, and now in Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. While you're standing, I'm going to ask you to turn, to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? Let's everybody help me sing. I don't have the choir behind me this morning. So this evening, let's all just say it's still morning. It's still a pretty day. Are you washed in the blood?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this time? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white?
Sound like you're ready for church. I know I say that a lot, but I love to see your smiles and just lift up this, just lift up the Lord and just give Him all the honor and glory. We're going to get ready and take up the evening offering and call on some special singers. I've got a couple announcements to come up. Don't forget, ladies, about the baby shower September 12th at 2 p.m. over in the Curtis Center for Sister Sierra Agin. I know it's a wonderful time in their life, and I see the future grandpa smiling as she came in this morning. I'm just real proud for him. And also, don't forget about a Samaritan's Purse, Operations Christmas Child. We'd like to, again, thank everybody for all the years of support for the shoeboxes. We're really excited that this junk going on, they haven't decided to stop anything, because the Lord's work still needs to be done. I believe that in all my heart. And that these boxes would go, and Miss Elaine's got the list. If anybody needs an idea of what to do, or if you'd like to help, there'll be a packing party later this year when we get ready to ship them off. And also, there's a $9 mailing fee, so if you'd like to do a monetary donation. And don't forget about the food closet. It is a powerful ministry and all the other ministries that go forth. But if you'd like to donate some dry goods, it's so much appreciated. And also, they also accept monetary to help with the perishables that we have to replace. So praise God. Just want to thank the Lord. He has blessed this church so much in our ministries. Just may it always go forth to edify Him. Praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask? Oh, I'm sorry.
Band of Brothers, we're going to try to get together on October 17th over at my camp over in Alabama. So call me in if you'd like to join us. That's the date we're going to try to do it. I got to check the work, make sure I get off that day. But that's the day we're shooting.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Billy, again. It was so much fun last year. And we had the chance for some people that can't normally meet with us on a weeknight. It turned out real well. So, and I think he said the crappie are good that time of year. Good little fishing. Praise God. Amen.
Crappie?
Depends on which state we're from, right? All right. Praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our offering. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Karen after Brother Billy, and then Brother Art plays. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know if you need to use that one or hand. Want to use that one?
Okay. Okay.
Same one as this morning, 2:30.
All right. I just love this song. So many times in your life, you just go. You just really get down and out. And I don't know if anybody's ever dealt with depression and stuff like that, but one thing about it, he set me free.
Praise God.
If you battle with addiction, has he set you free?
Hallelujah.
So if you would, please worship with me. Please sing. Page 235, he set me free.
Set me free.
Thank you.
Praise
the
Lord.
Yes. We're so blessed.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Peace speaker. Surprise. I don't know if I even remember the song. Made up new songbooks and I can't find any. It's because it's in alphabetical order and that's not.
That makes too much
that's
sense.
Not working today. Lovely day, and the sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way, not a storm cloud was in sight. Then suddenly, without warning, I know that he is.
I'll be doing one touch. It's another surprise, isn't it? I'm sorry. It's I had asked our sister Sister Jennifer if she would help me remember it to play it so I'd sing it, and she had gone through it. And thank you, Sister Jennifer, for I know it's always quick, but I appreciate the fact that you're always ready for it. It's speaking about the song, I was listening to it about 2 weeks ago. Sister Jessica actually sings it. And every time she sings it, it brings tears to my eyes. I don't know why. I'm not a lady, but it does. But 2 weeks ago, I listened to the song, and I paid attention to the words of the song, and I started crying. You know why? Because I realized there was a woman that this story is about. You know, it's about something that I cannot experience. I don't know if that makes sense. It was, it made me look. I think sometimes it's good for us to see things at different perspectives, really, not to just assume that Everything happening is, well, it's bad on me or things like that. But if we can see things from somebody else's perspective, it helps us appreciate what they're going through more. So I listened to it, and I paid attention to every word that was said in the song. And throughout the song, I was weeping. Unlike me, I don't do that, but I was. And it now hit me that, well, she was the right person to represent that, a woman. But it didn't mean that a man could not go through or have issues as well. You know, it helped me remember that, well, I also have had my issues, you know, and they've been for a long time. But all I had to do was touch the hem. So it wasn't just the woman, but she was just the right person to represent that experience. Hopefully that makes sense. But that's where I'm coming from. I wish Sister Tabitha would sing it. I was hoping a lady would sing it, but I was like, you know what, just do it. So I'm going to just do it, and however it turns out, appreciate the woman. Okay.
Been ostracized for 12 years. I'm used to being alone. Sold everything I had, and now it's gone. I'm used to being put down. My issues tell it all. My only hope is anchored in this fall. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, my way through this madness, his love would heal my soul. If only one touch. So many people calling, how would he ever know that just the brush of him would stop the flow? If he knew, would he rebuke me or shame me to the crowd? Well, I'm desperate, 'cause it's never or it's not. If I could just touch the hem of his, power. Well, frightened and garment, and I know I've been made whole, and now I am to press my way through this madness. His love has healed my soul, and with one word he touched the hem of my garment. I know I've been made whole. Somehow he pressed his way.
Sing The Anchor Holds. The anchor holds.
Tonight. My soul searching songs. So beautiful, the songs that men have been sung tonight. Sister Jennifer, would you do just a little bit more of that? And I don't know, Penny, maybe you got a burning testimony or something, but I just feel definitely led to ask you to come and testify. And if you don't have anything else, I was thinking about you when she was talking about the ship that was tattered and the anchor held, and how that. You know, I've mostly given the story of Kevin from my point of view, but I happen to think, you know, you had to stay at Villarica Hospital when we made that trip over there, and I can't even begin to imagine how tattered your ship must have been. If you feel like, if you want to testify to something else, but that's all I could think about when she was singing that song. And I'm ashamed of myself for not thinking about it in that perspective.
Praise
but,
the Lord.
I don't know what you went through. So if you'd sing that just a little bit.
Oh, you won't have to sing that?
Yeah, and you can get your thoughts together.
Praise the Lord. I've had visions. I've had dreams. I've even held.
The storm.
I'm just going to say a little bit about the bad times. But that was a time in my life where I really felt alone, because not only did I not have my baby, but my husband wasn't there because he was over in Atlanta with Kevin. And, you know, have you ever felt like you couldn't find God anywhere? I mean, you know he's there, but you just can't feel him. You can't hear from him. And that's kind of like how I felt then. And I felt that way for a good while. But I think Kevin stayed in the hospital for about a month. He was over in Eggleston for about a month, I think. We finally got to bring him home. And this is what I want to focus on. And he could not suck from a bottle. And we kept trying. Every time it was time for him to eat, we would have to put a bottle in his mouth to see if he would try to suck on it. And he couldn't. So then we would have to, I know y'all, probably this will gross y'all out, but anyway, you have to run a tube down his nose that goes into his stomach, and we'd have to feed him that way. Well, they brought us home. When we came home after 30 days, they sent us home with boxes full. I mean, I don't know how many boxes we had of these feeding tubes. And every time I fed him, every 4 hours, you had to use a new tube. This went on for a couple of weeks. And I was tired, because it took him a while to eat. It took about roughly an hour for him to get through with the feeding. And then 3 hours later, it's time to do it again. And so we were so tired. Eddie and I both were doing that, and we were so tired. We came to church, I think it was on a Sunday night. And as soon as the singing was over, I took Kevin back to the nursery. It was time for him to eat. And I said, Lord, I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired. I know God can heal him. And I know that he can suck from a bottle. And I was so determined that night that I wanted to see a change. So this was, he was about 6 weeks old. So I brought him back up to the altar. Eddie's granddaddy was about to start preaching. I brought him back up to the altar. And I had that determination, which I wish I had all the time. I want him to be able to suck a bottle tonight. I want it to happen tonight. Everybody gathered around, anointed him. I took him straight back to the nursery. And God is my witness, I put a bottle in his mouth, and you could hear him sucking that bottle all the way up here. Eddie's granddaddy stopped preaching because he could hear him. But that's what I want to focus on. God has done so much. Yes, there are bad times in everybody's life, and I don't want to dwell on those times. And I do have my pity parties sometime. I'll go off by myself, and I'll say, why me, Lord? But it wasn't me. But I thank him for every time he has touched Kevin. He's touched me. He's touched Eddie. I just love him so much. You know, you have to think of the good things, because if you don't, you'll be too depressed. You won't even be able to hear from God at all. So I want to just stay focused on the good stuff he's done in my life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
the storm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The anchor holds. Don't give up. Even though the ship is battered, sails may be torn, but the anchor holds. Amen. How many is thankful for that? Probably each and every one of us have a testimony of how we've had to depend on that anchor to hold. Amen.
I was gonna make it on this earth. I was gonna make it, and I was set up so much to where at 18, by the time I'm where I'm at now, which is a few years later, I wouldn't have anything to worry about financially. But I'll never forget. I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't quit thinking about what God wanted
for my life, and I just didn't have a clear conscience. And I remember hearing that song, though the ship's been battered. And I thought, God, whatever you want for my life is what I want for my life. Amen. When I looked at a house that was going to be on the lake, and I thought, man, this is it. I've really arrived in life. I'm 18 years old. I have my whole life ahead of me. And God said, this is not for you. And I'll never forget, I went to my boss. I was working in South Florida, and I went to him and I said, sir, I can't work for you anymore. He said, but son, you're doing a great job. You don't understand. There's so many things in front of you that you can attain and you can get to. I said, but sir, I can't do that. He said, why? I said, because I have to leave and go follow God. And he looked at me and he said, son, I wish I had your faith. And I said, I understand, but do you know where I'm coming from? He said, yeah. So anyway, a long story short, I left there, and all I could think about was, God, did I make the right choice? Did I do the right thing? I'm just following you. Sometimes we feel like Abraham. I'm just going to step out, God, and wherever you lead me, that's where I'm going to go. Long story short, God led me. I was able to meet my wife, and I was just thinking about, you know, if I had followed God, I wouldn't have met my wife. I wouldn't have had the wonderful kids. But I also think about the time that God used us. We would go, when we were in Florida, we would go and we would knock on people's doors. And I could walk across the trailer park that I'm thinking of right now. And the kids would say, Brother Chris, are you coming to take us to church? And there was a time we had just a little old 20-passenger bus, and that thing it would halfway run, and it was something else, I'm telling you. And it was so cold out one time, and I had pulled up to pick up kids. It was only supposed to hold like 20, and I picked up 36 kids. They wouldn't quit coming. They wanted to come to church, not because of what Brother Chris had, but because of the Spirit of God. And I was just sitting here thinking, my goodness, if I hadn't have followed God, those children would have never went to church. They probably would have never got saved. But it was because I put myself out of the way. And I said, God, it's not about me. It's all about you. And I thought to myself, you know, Paul and Silas, they were in the middle of that prison. And they were bound. And they were in the lower part of the prison, Brother Jim. And the Bible says at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises to God. The Bible tells me that weeping endureth for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I'm glad that as long as I'm following God, He gives me joy. And joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. It's not what the world can give you, because if the world can give it, the world can take it away. But it's what God gives you, and He's not going to take it away. And I'm thankful that that anchor holds. I'm thankful that He's never failed me, and He's never going to fail me. I'm thankful that He'll do to depend on. He's met every need I've ever had. He's taken care of my wife. He's taken care of my family. He's watched over. And if you look back and you say, you know, I'm like Sister Penny. Sometimes I get by myself too, and I say, let me have a pity party right by myself. And God says, no, well, hold on just a second. There's a lot more people out there that's got it rougher than you do. A lot more people. But I thank God I can go to Him anytime. And He hears me. Amen. I just that was just on my heart, and I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Amen and amen. You know, each and every one of us, whether we realize it or not, probably have a testimony. And it's amazing how songs, certain songs, bring out that thought process, and we can remember things that God has brought us through. And when we look back at it, we wonder, how in the world did we ever make it? Well, it was only because of our dependency on God. How many knows that anchor? I mean, and you know, the anchor, all that does is just keeping you steady. It's just keeping you from drifting. Amen. And there's times when situations would cause us to drift. You know how the waves kind of push the boat. If you've ever been dead in the water in a boat, the engine went dead, you'll see what the waves will do. You'll get farther and farther and farther away from the shore. But thank God for the anchor that does hold. And thank God for you people enjoying and are obeying the Lord and allowing us to enjoy the songs of worship and praise tonight. Thank you for coming out on a weekend, too, that's a holiday weekend. I contemplated maybe not having service, but I thought maybe there'd be some folks that wasn't traveling, so we're good to have this goodly number tonight. And we won't keep you long, I promise. But if you have your Bibles, go with us to the 121st Psalm. Psalm 121. And thank you for standing. God has been so gracious to us and so good. We appreciate each and every one of you. Reading from the 121st Psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee day by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Can we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your spirit that we feel here tonight. God, for the testimonies, the songs of praise and worship tonight. Father, I pray that we would be in one mind and one accord tonight. God, receptive to your will and to your word. Pray, God, you would just feed us that heavenly manna from heaven. God, I pray for those who are suffering tonight. Many are sick. Many are still afflicted. Father, we pray, God, that you would reach out with your healing hand, God, and touch and minister to each and every one of those needs. Ask you now, Lord, just to have your will and way, and we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord one hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Amen. This, to me, is a very interesting psalm. In fact, they all are. I love the psalms. Not sure if this one was attributed to David's writing, but it's listed in my Bible as a song of degrees or a song of accents. Basically, what it was used after it was written was type of a congregational song. Many of the Jewish people would sing this song when they were in a congregation. And we find out through Bible history that many times when they were pilgrimaged to Jerusalem from other parts of Israel, they would sing this song and other songs, maybe 120 and also 122, that were written. And they would sing these songs as they were traveling. And the way they were traveling most of the time was walking or maybe on the backs of animals or donkeys or something like that. But they could near Jerusalem, and when they got near Jerusalem, they could begin to see the mountains or the hills that were around Jerusalem and know that they were nearing the place of worship where they would come and worship in the town or in the city of Jerusalem. And I remember, of course, Brother Chris and Sister Tabitha, now they come from Rockmart to Villarica to worship the Lord. But when I was growing up, it was the exact opposite. We would leave Villarica and we would travel to Rockmart, a little church that my granddaddy pastored. And as a little boy, we would look for landmarks along the way. We'd know about how much longer it's going to be before we got to church when we see certain landmarks, and Yorkville Mountain being one, and the curves and all. And I remember one night we had service. Now, back when I was going to Rockmart Church, we didn't start service till 7:30. And that meant that time service was over, we might not have got home till around 10:30 or 11. But there was one particular night that we were coming back from Rockmart in the service, and we was going around the Yorkville Mountain, and had iced. It had frozen rain come, and the roads were real, real slippery. And they had just made that a passing lane. And I think it was before they made it a passing lane. And Daddy was following a car. And he just started saying, splitter splatter, what's the matter? And, of course, Mother, her name for Charles was, Charles, what are you talking about? He said, well, I was just thinking what would happen if I pulled out to pass this car and hit a truck head on. It would be splitter splatter, what's the matter? And, you know, that was one of the funnier times that we sang. But most of the time, my point was, we would sing songs to pass the time away. We would sing songs to and from Rockmart, and my brother and myself, we were kind of mischievous. I know y'all just don't realize that actually I could ever in my life be mischievous, but we were very mischievous, and Daddy would drive, and whatever song that we would sing, he'd burst into singing with us. And we'd just stop right in the middle of it and start singing another one, and he never skipped a beat. He just sang right along with that one, so time and time again. But we would sing these songs to pass. And I thought about that as I read this scripture, and I began to read into the history where they would make this pilgrimage into Jerusalem to worship. But the first words of that says, I will lift up mine eyes. And that's what I want to leave with us tonight, lifting up our eyes and encourage us to look to see where our help comes from. Now, the scripture says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, and then it says, from whence cometh my help? Many scholars and many Bible readers actually think that second part is in the form of a question, because it uses the word whence, and whence cometh my help, meaning where will my help come from? But I don't believe that the writer actually is wondering where his help comes from. I think he's asking that rhetorical question to himself, because the very next scripture he says, my help cometh from the Lord. I don't know if have you ever been wondering, well, I wonder what I'm going to do, and then I'll tell yourself, I know exactly what I'm going to do. And I think that's maybe the way that that's written, because he goes on in the tale then through verse 2 all the way through verse 8 how the Lord is going to help them. This remarkable scripture too was one of the scriptures, one of the two most precious scriptures we find to the missionary / explorer. How many remembers reading about David Livingston, who went to Africa and began to start a missionary, began to do some exploring? They said that before he left, he had a meeting with his family and all. They had this time that he was getting ready, and they prayed, and he was getting ready to go on this missionary's journey. And one of the scriptures that he read was Psalms 121. And he also kept that in his daily study there in Africa. And his aunt, every letter that she read or wrote to David Livingston, she would include a copy of this 121st Psalm. And I'm sure it carried him through a lot of situations when he thought that, where am I going to get help now? Who's going to help me? My help cometh from the Lord. But I understand that as these people began to arrive to Jerusalem, they would look on this hill, this beautiful horizon that surrounded Jerusalem. And one of the things that makes us realize this, that they wasn't expecting maybe the hills to help them, or even the temple of Jerusalem. But it talks about, if you go on to kind of analyze this and look into the scripture, it talks about the creator of those hills. And that's what I want to leave with us tonight. As we are looking straight ahead, many times we're looking down and we're looking at our troubles. We're looking at the torn sails. We're looking at the situations in our life that causes a lot of pain and anguish in our life. But if we will just lift up our eyes just a little bit to look beyond the problem, beyond the trial, beyond the broken sails or whatever, and begin to look on the horizon, we can see where our help will come from. And our help comes from the Creator of those beautiful mountains. How many has ever had an opportunity to see some of God's majesty, the glorious mountains that He has created, the wonderful beaches that He has spoken to existence, and all of these wonderful things that God spoke into existence with just His spoken word? That's where the writer said, my help comes from. We're so thankful that we can have that type of help, and we're also thankful that we have access to that help all the time. Now, what kind of help is he talking about? First of all, he tells us, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He gives us a solid spiritual footing. How many knows the Bible says being rooted and grounded? How many is thankful, amen, for your grounded faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? But what does that happen? If you're rooted and grounded, though the storms may come, the winds may blow, the sails may be torn, but you're still anchored, amen? And you're not anchored in your ability, but you're anchored in your faith and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So being rooted and grounded, he lets us know that he gives us solid spiritual footing. I'm so thankful for my upbringing. Many times I talk about the times that I was drugged to church and all that, but I look back on it now, I'm very, very thankful that I had that early teaching, very thankful that I had that opportunity to be involved in church. And I think we need to involve our children, not just let them come and sit and listen, but let them be a part of church, because the church that I grew up in, we had a very vital part in the church. In fact, I was dragging a guitar to church when I was probably 10 or 11 years old, and that we were constantly asked to sing and be a part of the service. So I thank God for that footing and that grounding and that spiritual background that I have. The second thing he says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. In other words, he keeps us even in our sleep, in our midnight hour, in those times when it seems like, you know, we're all alone. And I don't know if you've ever wakened yourself up in the middle of the night and just had that such of a lonely feeling, and such of a feeling that, you know, if anything's going to happen, it's on your mind in the middle of the night. Sometime around the 12 to 2 o'clock, we've talked about that before. Seemingly that's the time that if we're going to be woken up during the night, we're woken up with those problems and trials. But we understand and know here through the Scripture that he will keep us even in our sleep. And then he has a very interesting way of putting things. He says, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And I was very interested in that and began to run some reference on it and begin to kind of do a study on it. And basically it means that the Lord is on my right side everywhere that I go. Now, Brother Jim, if you would come and just stand. And basically, this is what it's talking about. Wherever I go, the Lord is always on my right hand. In other words, he's the shade of my right hand. But he's there to help me up. And that way, we're never alone. We never face a battle by ourselves. Everywhere that we go, the Lord is with us, being on our right hand. And he shades us and comforts us. And is always there with us no matter what we go. Thank you, brother. Because we don't understand what we're going to face. But we do know that we're never going to face it alone, as the Lord is always on our right side. Then he goes on to say, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. We have protection day and night. 24-hour protection, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All the time, God is protecting us. How many people out there are trying to sell that type of protection? But we have it if we'll look for it, if we'll lift up our eyes and begin to see what God is to us, what a relationship with the Lord means to us. Then he goes on to say, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Amen. Keeps us or keeps evil from us. And I know sometimes evil is around us, but thank God that he does keep us from evil. And he gives us certain discernment and certain ability to see these things happening and begin to pray and ask God for protection. And I hope we're doing that each and every day, because my granddaddy always told me, he said, son, don't you ever take a trip that you don't ask God to protect you. And whether you don't ever get up and go, whether it's just to work or down to the store or whatever, we need to ask for the protection of the Lord, and he will protect us. Then he goes on to say, the Lord shall preserve thee from evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Forever with us, he's going to preserve our soul. Whether we're going are coming. So those promises there that are in that song or in that psalm was things that they rehearsed and they would sing over and over and over. It would kind of be like us walking down the road singing Amazing Grace, because that song is so wonderful to us and we can relate to the words and we're so thankful for that. But as they travel, of course, we'll be traveling in cars and all, but they were walking down the road and they were singing those songs unto the Lord as they went to worship. And I thank God that we have a place to worship right here, that we don't have to travel very far. But if we were, we could have that on our mind. But the main thing that it's talking about is to be able to lift up our eyes. And I'm seeing so many people today that are down and out. That word, that phrase, down and out, that denotes to me, O ye of little faith. If we're down and out, then we're not lifting up our eyes to the Lord that can help us. I believe that God is able to protect us, to keep us from all of these wonderful things here through His wonderful Word, if we'll just look and see what God is to us. As we look and see the things around us, we can see God in so many different situations. So many times we're looking at the wrong thing. But if we can lift up our eyes, and lifting up our eyes mainly is more than just kind of looking up, but it's lifting up our eyes in faith, believing and knowing that God is able to protect us, to keep us, and to be with us 24 hours a day, every day of the week. And I thank God for that. So as we travel, as we go to our work, to our different jobs, or whatever, let's begin to think on the goodness of God. And I so appreciate the testimony of Sister Penny, because I really thought that she would give more detail about the sadness and the sorrowful times that she would, but she spent very little time on that, and I thank God for that, because she wanted to get to what God has done for Kevin since that time and what God had done for the miracle. And I remember that night very vividly. That was before I was ever preaching or pastoring or anything, and my granddaddy was preaching, and she come up that aisle, this aisle right here, with a determination, a look on her face. And how many knows that when we put our faith and trust in God, God will do His part? Because I believe she saw something that night that she knew that God was going to do. So lift up your eyes, even in this time of turmoil, if you'll lift up your eyes and lift up your heart and know that God will be with each and every one of us. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank you. We're not going to keep you long tonight. Hope you have a good, safe holiday. Amen. And remember, amen, that God is with us every hour of every day. Lift up your eyes, lift up your countenance, amen, and walk by faith. Not by sight, but walk by faith. Would you stand? If you have a need tonight, please come. This altar is open. We'll pray with you. We'll pray one for another. If you have a need, if you have a situation, then we'll just ask the Lord to bless. I do, again, want to thank you so very much for coming out on this holiday weekend. And be real, real safe. I know sometimes there's extra traffic on the road, but be real, real careful. Is there one tonight? Amen. Well, God bless you. We love each and every one of you from the depths of our heart. Brother Jim, would you come and dismiss us with a word of prayer? God bless you, each and every one.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I too, love the Psalms, and I love to read them and just feel uplifted. But any time the Lord's Word is read, I think it's strengthening. And thank y'all. Again, as Brother Eddie, I just want to echo it, just say how much we love you, how excited we are that you were able to join us this evening. And as you, those of you that don't have to work tomorrow have been able to enjoy the day off, you have a wonderful Labor Day. And we're just going to give God all the glory. All hearts and minds clear? All righty. Well, just want a special invite to those watching or those that are here. If at all possible, we'd love to see you back. We'd love to invite you to a Wednesday night service, too. It's a wonderful time. Well, with this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your many blessings. Lord, thank you for your love, for your word. Lord, thank you for allowing us to gather in your name. Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, I want to thank you for answering the prayers that have been lifted up to you today, from this morning service to this evening. Dear Lord, those hands that were raised, dear Lord, we know that you're touching and aware of each situation. And, dear Lord, we're by faith putting it in your hands and asking for your healing, your protection, your coverage of everything that needs to be done, and your provisions. Again, dear Lord, we just praise and worship you. Dear Lord, again, bless each home that's represented here this evening. And for those that are watching online, dear Lord, and we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful day.